19th, 2026, 7 p.m. at the Wasatch County Services Building, Conference Room B. So item one is public comment for items that are not on the agenda. Do you have anyone who wants to comment?
A quick little comment. I just wanted to pass out some MSHA information and some OSHA information. I get calls and pictures on a weekly basis of our new neighbors and dust and that sort of thing. So I wanted to give this information to you guys. You can pass these out. You can call MSHA anonymously, and you don't have to tell them who you are. Just tell them what you're seeing and everything else, and they will investigate. MSHA does not govern the bath plant, so I put the OSHA website on the bottom. And so what they're going to be asking for, everybody, is the mine name, the mine operator, location, description of the issue, frequency, severity, visible fumes, any impacts, and whether it's creating hazardous condition for workers or the public. So you just want to have that information when you call. And you can do it online, too. So that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, now we'll move to item two, which is summary of the council meeting, which I will read here. A town hall meeting regarding municipal code, land use zoning, and potential code changes was announced for August 26th at 6 p.m. at Charleston Town Hall. Then on Cowal Creek Quarry, the council considered setting a public hearing regarding a conditional use application for parcels 20-4384 and 20-4385. Because the application was incomplete and additional documentation was needed, the council voted to continue the matter until all required information is received. And then they approved.
So they didn't set a public hearing yet?
No. But we do have the town hall meeting, which is not about.
That's more about it.
It's about general plan. Okay, they approved the business licenses for Old West Waste Solutions, Enviro Creed, and Davis Concrete. And the business licenses for CMC and Deep Valley Storage were renewed. And council indicated support for moving forward with the planning commission's suggested changes to the annexation plan. So that's it for that.
Can you fill me in on, the Davis licenses approval, subject to conditions that Little Sweden Road is not used for commercial access and dumpsters be removed from Little Sweden property within 60 days? What's that?
Okay, so they own a home there that's on a 5-acre lot, and they were storing some of their dumpsters there using that. So we're just asking them to use their commercial property that they have there on the highway.
Awesome, thank you.
Okay, we have two new business licenses. So move to item three. First is curbside RV and home maintenance. And we have the applicants here, so. Yeah, just come up and tell us what you're doing.
Hi. My name's Paul Vega. I've been here 20 years. I've lived in Daniels. And this is a business that I've kind of been thinking about for a while. I specialize in Airstream panel repair and remodels of Airstream trailers. And this is kind of an offshoot of that, that we're going to do RV maintenance and home maintenance as needed. Because there, I noticed working in this valley that there's a lot of owners that have many things that they need done. So it's just a leg of business we're going to try and get done here.
You basically, do you go to their location and fix them?
Yes, it's all mobile.
Are you the one that used to build them on Main Street?
I worked for him. I was his foreman for a couple of years.
Okay.
Anyone else have any questions?
And we're only going to just have an office at our home location, so, and that's just Paul and I running it. I'm his wife, Lisa, so. Anything else?
That's all.
Okay, thank you.
And then we have this scoops, I don't see any other.
She decided to change her mind after it was put on the agenda. So we don't, we're not going for.
She'll be back if.
Yeah, if she wants to, she'll be back.
Okay, all right, let's accept a motion for curbside RV and home maintenance.
I will make the recommendation to the town council that we approve the curbside RV and home maintenance LLC business license.
I will second that.
Okay, call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Long, yes.
Jones, yes.
Horner, yes.
Okay, motion carries. We'll move to item four, which is a public hearing, which is an application for conditional use permit for an accessory structure larger than 1,500 square feet. It's at 1527 East Sweden Road. So I will ask for a motion to open the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing for the conditional use for the accessory structure on parcel 220753, located at 1527 East Little Sweden Road.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Long, yes.
Jones, yes.
Horner, yes.
Okay. Doesn't appear the applicant's here. You have.
There's a staff report in your papers with the new site plan.
Yeah, this is the newest site plan that came in after I made the packet. So the packet Eric gave you is the newest information.
There it is, okay. Okay, is there anyone here that wants to comment on this one? Okay, if there's no comments, I'd accept a motion to close the public hearing.
I make a motion to close the public hearing for the application of conditional use for the accessory structure on 1527 East Little Sweet Road.
Okay, is there a second?
I second the motion.
Can you call for the vote?
Skinner, yes.
Long, yes.
Jones, yes.
Horner, yes.
Who's second? Okay. Who's second?
So, you have the packet here from planner. They originally had an additional dwelling unit in there and had to be moved 20 feet away. So unless any of you see any problems, I would accept a motion based on those two findings.
Did we have any comment per email or anything on the from the public?
Nobody from the public.
No? Okay. The people that live next to them or no comments? Okay.
Yeah, just from the applicant himself.
Okay.
But you can see in that, if you'll go to page 5, you can see that there's an ADU in the upstairs of that.
But I saw in here they've removed that.
So it has not been removed yet.
So it needs to be removed. Gotcha.
Yeah, so your staff report indicates that it has not been removed.
So what's the definition of removed?
Taken out of the accessory structure. ADUs are only allowed within the main structure.
Right. But does that mean the actual structure has to be reconfigured and designed, or they can build it as it is? They just can't put toilets and
correct
showers up there.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can build it as designed. They just can't put that ADU in it.
Can they put the ADU in it with everything except the utilities? Don't it like that? How close to livable is this line? Do you understand my question?
I do, but that is a loaded question because some people will live in some conditions that we wouldn't, right?
Right. California with cooking. Who knows?
Yeah.
Everybody's stuck in that.
Yeah, so there's no habitation in there. They can't have a bedroom.
Like the picture has a bath. And
right. Yeah.
A bedroom, two bedrooms.
Some of the basements with exterior. With the exterior entrances, we've limited to kitchens, right? If it had a kitchen, you couldn't do that. And so, but since the legislature allows ADUs within the main structure, now if it's accessed from within the main structure, then they're allowed by state law.
So this 20-foot setback, was that original or was that added?
That was added. So they had a 15 feet and our code. It makes a 20-foot separation. That's 8107. Requires 20 foot from any accessory structure.
So what, I mean, potentially could they have made that an addition to the main structure and put an ADU on it?
If it's connected to the main structure.
So they can make a fly bridge.
That's what I'm getting
from
at
the main residence into the top of that garage and walk across the catwalk to the house.
Or
well, that'll be
way.
Up to you guys to decide if that's the attachment is what they mean. You guys are in charge of that, right?
And that's not part of this application?
That is not.
No. But I'd like to put a little groundwork and thought into it before I approve something that in 5 minutes can be lifted. Is my question.
Yeah, or they could have moved it so it wasn't separated.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions?
It's a tough one.
Yeah. Okay, I would accept a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the application for an accessory structure at for parcel 22-0753 with the limitations or the modification that there cannot be an ADU within the accessory building.
I second the motion.
And to maintain a 20-foot separation between the main structure and the accessory as written in the staff report.
I second that motion.
Call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Long, no.
Jones, no.
Horner, yes.
Okay, a little discussion. What are your thoughts, Scott, Tim?
I think there needs to be something discussed about... I mean, obviously the original intent was to have an ADU in there, right? And we don't want an ADU in there. So going back to your point, I think we need to establish some type of line that states how far they can take their ADU. And I know it's a...
The code already tells what they can do if they want to put the ADU in there. They would have to connect it to the house. Which anyone in the town could do. So... Before I break the tie, I just wanted to know what you're thinking. So,
I mean, as long as we're protected and that it's not just going to be...
In my opinion, we're protected as much as we can be.
It would require, like, septic modifications, right?
Yeah, right. Health department approvals. Septic and power, you'll see that in the Jones review from Jones of the Mill. That was some of the things that they talked about.
Yeah, I mean, as long as there's no damage over there.
All right, well, I'll vote yes then. Thank you. Thanks for your comments, Scott. Okay, we have the town hall meeting scheduled for August 26th. Talked about the general plan. In the document from the council, about land use zoning and potential code changes. And so that's basically it. The mayor's going to run that, as far as I know, and ask for comments. Anything. I would also like to have a form that people can have in written comments if they'd like to. If they don't want to get up and speak, or even if they want to get up and speak and hand it in written so that they're sure that we have it.
Can we, besides our typical online notification, how else are we advertising this? We had a really good turnout on the last one of these that we had, but we've handed out flyers and all kinds of stuff.
Megan's putting up the signs tomorrow. We're putting it on Facebook, and it's already on the public meeting, the board, and the town website.
Okay.
Which is probably very similar to what was done last time.
Yeah.
You guys have a mailing list to send everybody a flyer?
Not a mailing list, but if you're already signed up for our website and for the public notice, you get those to your email. So.
In that notice, so it says about code changes,
mm-hmm.
and we had kind of a heated discussion about this meeting last time anyway,
mm-hmm.
But so that people come prepared with recommendations, can we be more specific on code changes? Like, please come with the codes that mean the most to you. What's keeping... We've done that plan, right? We have a survey. These are the things that mean something. What
but
codes are...
You're going to have to find people that have taken the time to read the codes. And by the way, most people haven't. But they've probably noticed things around the town, and they can say, we want to be able to do this, or we don't want our neighbors to be able to do this, or
so how do we word that in our invitation to this town meeting so that people have time to think about that before they sit down in the, you know, there's a few people that might want to have an Airbnb at their house.
Yeah.
And don't care if their neighbor does. There's some that don't. So how do they know that that is what?
So can I read you what's posted to the website?
Yeah, please.
It says, the meeting will include discussion regarding land use, zoning, and potential code changes within the town of Daniel. Residents and interested members of the public are encouraged to attend and participate in the discussion.
I would say, please come ready for, because what does land use mean?
Right.
Right? Like, we're on the land use board, so we kind of have an idea.
So Jolene's got a sign in your packet.
Yeah.
That talks about those items.
But my wife read that.
Land
she's
use.
A very, very intelligent lady. And she will ask me, what do you mean land use? Are we doing gravel pits on the corner of Little Sweden and Daniel Road? Or, like, what does that mean?
I think that's what the meeting's for, right? To identify the concerns people have And then we will still take comment, right? But that will identify what everybody was, like we did in the other meeting. We had several items that came together, and I mean, there was a lot of people that wanted to change the RA5. And by the time we left there, there was two. So I think it's education as well as bring those, whatever bothering them, they ought to come and tell us so that you guys can put something together in the code.
But I would word it, in addition to that, what is bothering you?
Oh, I don't know that we want
to. I don't know that far. Well, no, but you've
don't
got to, in my opinion, if this is effective, we need to be more descriptive than these legal terms.
Mm-hmm. I think
I don't know. Can I ask the public? Am I offbeat?
No, I think you're good, but I think you guys too should probably like have a big screen with your map on so people can talk about it, right? What areas you're changing or changing zone. And my big thing I think is how you, I've seen this happen, you know, what code you're gonna put in place to protect people between commercial and residential. That's our biggest issue, because I mean we have mostly everything residential RA5, right? So now these along the 40, you know, I think we have to be prepared to figure out those rules. And same thing with this little industrial area along the Heber Valley side. You know, what are you going to do with that? Is it still going to be half, you know, that zone's got to be one or the other. You know, is it going to be industrial, is it going to be residential? Or are you going to split the area? You know, so I think some of that stuff needs to be kind of
But people, out. You've been to every meeting, two of them, for a long time, and kind of understand what some of these issues are. I'm just afraid that our general populace don't know that.
And there was discussion like what to put on there, and coming back to this meeting to have you guys solidify more. Yeah, so there's been a little bit of a back and forth on that.
So any other suggestions on how to say that?
From you guys, that would be helpful.
I know, but that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
I don't know how to be more specific to the public on what are we, we're asking for your input on zoning, code changes, general plan, land use. Yeah, but what
concerns, I think you put concern on there.
Public concerns.
Because they really don't.
With regard to land use. Or
asking for public concerns regarding these things?
Yes.
Okay.
Concerns / input.
Solutions. Comments.
Do we lose them on those things? You just want them to bring their concerns?
Concerns and solutions, recommendations.
Yeah. Really like solutions, that'd be
right.
Yeah.
Right. Look, concerns, recommendations,
resolutions.
What if you said something like, just a catch line, like, if you're concerned about the future of the town of Daniel,
come
to something
this
like that, or I would also recommend having refreshments, like just cookies or water or something. I mean,
I have cookies in my freezer right now.
I'm cooking chili.
Chocolate potatoes.
You could really start up and say Independence is voting to disincorporate.
No, let's not start there.
What do you think, Stephanie? How do we engage
citizens specifically? I think that everybody needs to, I think that we need to focus on those three things, have everything printed out so people understand that, or put it all, if you're gonna be focusing on land use, and what codes are you guys, are we gonna start going through the whole code? Or are you guys focusing on certain codes, or just?
Well, that was the whole idea of the meeting, is we wanna know
what codes need to be addressed.
Yeah. Or we should work.
We do have some codes that our attorney has suggested that we adopt, so we have those that we'll start working on also.
I would share those. I thought you guys had a list of things that you guys, whatever you had, I would share that publicly to be like, hey, these are the 10 things we're going to talk about. My thought is if no one suggests anything, would you guys suggest anything? And if that's been discussed, just I say, we're going to talk about these five things specifically, and then bring us something that you got. I think it sounds like there's 5 or 10 specific items that you guys want to talk about.
Yeah, I think the board is going to identify those concerns, and then they're going to narrow in on those subjects. So to throw one thing out, we get caught on it. I think will derail the meeting rather than having an opening hearing only concerns. And then this board, because that's your job, right? Disseminate what it is and what you're working on. You make a recommendation to council.
But I think your idea is that if we share more specific things that we're talking about, we'll get better public participation, is what you're saying.
I'm just saying, assume no one suggests anything. So if everyone shows up, then what is presented on your guys' end or the mayor's end to be like, hey, if no one has a suggestion, then I mean, this is what we think.
We have to be careful. We could say, we're thinking about asking Heber to put runway number 2 diagonal and into Daniel. We'd get a whole bunch of people there, but we wouldn't get anything useful done because we've now put a bigger concern in front of everyone.
I mean, I think people will show up with concerns or things that they would like to see changed or adopted or...
So I'd rather not.
Okay.
Well, then we'll be talking about the general plan, right? Yeah. That'll link up us all because we're right in the middle of that with our surveys and everything that come in. So we'll be talking about the general plan and some of those things. Because right, that's our guiding document. That's what you guys use.
And I'd actually rather not influence the subject because that may make people forget about what they were really concerned about.
That's fine.
How do you guys feel about committees putting the citizens of Daniels together, forming committees, like a citizens group that would be in charge of RA5 or creating the buffer that Chip suggested between the commercial and the residential, just to get committees and more people involved to solve the problems faster, more efficiently? What's your thoughts on something like that?
We'd love to have committees. The problem is we can't really get anybody to participate. You know, you see who comes to the meetings.
Yeah.
It's the same people all the time.
Yeah.
Which is great. We appreciate them.
Some of us would be willing to round up people to... We would love to help. So I just wondered what your thoughts are on that.
Get that in a minute, would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I volunteer to be on any committee that I was needed in this town when I moved here.
Yeah, I believe that.
So I'm for committees to form recommendations.
Yeah, exactly. To help do lay work.
Purpose.
Right.
Help you through all the hard work.
Get the ants working for you.
Talk to the neighbors, talk to people that have areas of concern, you know. I mean, there's not a ton of areas of concern in this town. It's really between commercial, residential.
Well, I don't know. I think that's the perfect thing to talk about it.
That meeting?
At the town hall meeting. It's like, hey, we're thinking about starting a committee.
And that might get
interest.
People that
yeah.
are there thinking, oh, I've never
like
really
yeah,
thought of this
I
opportunity
can,
before.
I
maybe I would... I don't want to be on the planning commission, but maybe I would be on a committee, like a normal government works, right? A special committee to solve this problem. Then you've got the workload distributed into different facets that would be able to outreach the people that aren't being reached. They're sitting there complaining but aren't involved.
Okay.
I like it.
Love it.
Anything else?
Yes, would it be useful to preface this line with not issue or issues in regards to changes in land use, zoning, code changes, and general plan? So if I have a particular concern, be it land use, zoning, or something else, it adds a little oomph to that line. This is kind of vague, which everybody's trying to fix, but if it suggests that there are impending changes that might directly affect them, maybe it catches more attention.
So the one says code changes, you want to put changes at the front of that too?
Mm-hmm. Might be helpful too. I mean, it's a lot of paper. I'd be happy to print it for you, but if you guys...
Like something could happen and I might not get the news.
How many pages are our codes? How many pages?
A lot.
300.
330
something. But everyone
there's
can
a lot
access
of cases.
And it all has to be addressed, I mean, in this code change? Or is there just... No, certain... it doesn't. And that's why I, in principle, agree with Tim. But we don't have any changes at this point. we're doing the general plan, we're trying to make sure we're doing the right thing. We want to listen to the town. There could be changes based on suggestions, but we're not going in there saying, we want to change this, 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 and this. But we keep hearing concerns, so we want to hear from townspeople, what are your concerns? Do they agree? I mean, we can have one noisy person that's concerned about something and no one else in the town cares, or there's a real issue that we're not hearing about. So I think this is a good place to do that.
Yeah, and I think that we probably should have that code changes we recently did. We should have a copy of those so that yeah. people can see what we've done recently. These are the codes we changed looking at these issues. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're after, right? That's the same stuff we're looking at.
Yeah.
And so that would be handy to have to set back building if...
Yeah, you could actually go back.
The whole general plan?
No, just okay. the last code we changed. We had it red and blue. So we changed the 100 foot to 200 foot. Right. And those changes were recent enough that the people can see what we've changed. You as a board and the council agreed and changed these codes to more uniformly fit our general plan.
Are the consultants going to give you guys a suggestion of all the changes they think should be imposed?
Yeah, they if they have money left over from the general plan, then they'll look at the codes, they said. So they're burning through the grant money that we have, and then if anything's left, then they'll look at the codes.
Should we suggest or work on a committee to raise money? Because I mean, I know the general plan wasn't a ton of money from what I found out about just getting it done. I mean, as a town, I mean, cause to me, it sounds like it's not a huge number. I mean, it's like 5, 10, 15 grand might finish it. I mean, do we vote as a town group? Let's just spend that money and be done with it so we don't have this uncertainty in our code.
Well, the reason
or raise that money through committees and neighbors.
Well, the reason it was that cheap is because we got a grant through MAG.
Right.
And we teamed up with 5 different municipalities doing the same thing. So they hired that one group, engineering group, to do that for those 5 municipalities.
Should we get a proposal on what it's going to cost to finish it?
Well, the problem you have it, and that we already have that with the general plan, is now you have an engineering firm telling you what you think your town looks like. And that's people who, I mean, we have a lot of feedback on that. We don't want Salt Lake to tell us what we want in our town. We get more feedback for that.
We get experts to come in and help our code.
There's 2 issues. One is, does the code reflect what the town residents want? And that's kind of what this meeting's about. The other issue is the code written clearly? Do we have issues? Do we have contradictions? Those kinds of things. And someone needs to read through it and look for those things.
Yeah, and
so I think there's 2 kind of separate projects.
And I think you need an expert to do that. You know, if we're going to do something.
Yeah,
once.
Someone who understands legally how things need to be written.
Yeah, and the loopholes and you know things that when you have to enforce something down the road that you actually can enforce.
Yeah, and that's what the attorney has took a code from other place, and he says this: if you adopt this code, I'll be able to defend your code based on this code that he's suggesting that we adopt.
Well, I mean, my suggestion would be to get an estimate from these guys on what that's actually going to cost us to get done, so we know can we legally get that done, and do we have the funds to do it, and let's get her done. That would be my vote. You know, if the city says, hey, we don't have enough reserves. As citizens, let's try to find the money.
Hey, Chip, you don't have a vote until you're on this side of the table.
Yes, and when it comes to spending money, we don't have a vote even on this side of the table.
Well, that made him quiet.
there was the guy that presented here a few months ago on the general plan suggestions. Well, that was this meeting, right?
Yeah, it was after the survey and all that stuff.
Yeah,
the one you're talking about.
Can we publish that? Okay, because that actually would help because they suggested a lot of stuff, and I know some of it, you know, like they suggested high density in some areas, which in this town it sounds like would never fly, right? They suggested a lot of things already, and I think if we had that, it sounds like we've already axed a chunk of it, but they did a whole presentation. I'd be interested to see what their baseline is, or what more would they, what more could they even do different than they've already suggested?
Yeah, so the way we sent out that survey, we had 87 people respond. Pretty low number in town of 1,000, so it's like, but they did take all that into consideration, right? All those things are designed into the general plan that they're working on. We've been reviewing the maps and those things right now, but.
Okay, anything else with this, or if not, we'll move to the final report.
So we'll mock up another sign, or stick with the one we have, or?
So you want it?
Sticking with it.
Sticking with it, or do you want to add?
Explain a little bit more, elaborate a little more?
I can change it.
Because we can easily change it now.
Yeah.
Do we not think that putting recommendations on there is a good idea?
Oh.
So people can come and say, hey, yeah, I think this would be beneficial.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
I'd say.
Concerns slash recommendations for land use zoning. That doesn't steer anybody anymore.
And in fact, you should.
Planning commission.
As a planning commission, you should be able to bring those, you know, but you guys are hyper-vigilant because you hear it all.
Yeah.
These are the concerns we hear. And if somebody's not bringing that up, you should say that. You know, this is what I'm hearing, with, and get that feedback.
Yeah.
Because you guys hear that being where you're at in the administration of the town.
Okay.
Sorry, one last thought. Just so that it doesn't, I think, make it efficient, would you want to consider having people write in ahead of time and then someone vet, you know, the questions, maybe, so it doesn't occupy a lot of time, just, you know.
That was on there. It says on there to send it to the town clerk.
We can't.
I read that.
Regularly.
Yeah. It's not on the sign.
Yeah. It
was on that.
The letter that was put out, it said to contact.
I remember seeing something about it.
Whatever the mayor decides. But yeah, we're going to finish that report.
Yeah, well, and getting comments prior so that we have things that we know we can kind of see.
Or they can write it during the meeting and turn it in.
Yeah.
I
can have papers for them to write it during the meeting. We asked them on the things we posted to send it to the clerk at Daniel. So
have you gotten anything?
Not that I'm aware of yet. So I have been out of the office a few days. So.
Okay, let's move to plan report.
It's in your packet, and then I do have, while you're looking at that, I'll hand out this map. In recent light of what's happening to our neighboring town, I would like to suggest that we change our annexation boundary to this map. And sorry, Julie. I should have started over. Sorry.
Well, right.
Get off me.
I
get off
my hand out. Sorry.
Anybody want to see this map?
Can I do that?
You bet.
Oh,
you
can
include
everything.
What's
over here that we're trying to get out of Independence?
Yeah, they want our Medical Commission or whatever.
If they decide to unincorporate,
then
that will be available for annexation. And so this doesn't take the whole Independence town, but it does take a chunk if that becomes available back into the county that we would be able to annex and possibly along that highway corridor get some revenue out of that, possibly.
Well, it would expand our potential within our master plan.
Give us options.
We're probably all already in Twin Creeks, right? For
it is.
Utilities. Okay. Does anyone have any other questions for Terry?
Do we have to make a motion to change this, or change
you made a motion last time to send a recommendation to the council.
Right.
And so if we want to update that recommendation with that map?
Yeah, I don't know. Supposed to be like within 60 days.
Well, that's what the judge was going to see if it would go on the ballot. And so that's where it's at. We won't know.
Yeah, but they said once the judge has to do that within, I can't remember how many days, so it's less than 30 days. And then the ballot has to come out within 60 days. So.
Yeah, but there's, I mean, if we have a bigger area, it doesn't hurt us.
True.
If we're outside that area, then we're not eligible to annex that property. So just based on that breaking news that happened, I just thought, boy, we should really expand our 20-year plan.
So is this map, I mean, is the only part that we didn't suggest this part of Independence? So I thought we were pretty vague with our, or we were pretty broad with our.
Do you want me to read what you guys said last time?
Yeah, it's here in a minute.
Okay. Horner suggested extending the proposed annexation line to the southern border of the Cattlemen Association on the east, extending west to Highway 189. Commissioner Skinner suggested extending north to Midway Lane and west to the river, covering adjacent Wasatch County parcels. And Director Bunker recommended placing all property contiguous to the town of Daniel on the map for potential annexation. The commission concurred.
And so that's everything. This.
Well, yeah, so
but
anything.
That was before. Mm-hmm. Independence.
Yeah, that was before Independence. We had them drawn out because of it's a town proper, right? You can't, there's no, you're not going to annex that. However, if they de-annex, then that will go back into the county and then it will be eligible for annexation. But it has to be in our 20-year plan for us to be able to annex. We're not eligible.
So can we even do anything now until that happens?
You can adopt the maps.
The present map.
Yeah.
As potential.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to annex
Independence until they're no longer independent.
But what I'm saying is, what's different about this map and what we had?
Oh, that's
out?
Much larger.
This
area.
This is much larger than the previous
map. I went off the section lines on that.
Right on.
Off the Wasatch County map.
Cool.
Easy to define. Section lines are easy. This is our. This is what's in our 20-year plan.
I like it.
So all those little numbers are sections?
Yeah, those are sections.
What is the southeast corner?
That's the one.
I gave away my map,
I don't know. I gave away my map.
I did.
Yeah, look here.
The southeast corner?
Bottom right.
So that's up the canyon.
But is there a marker or something?
There's
how
not.
How far up does that go?
It goes up beyond, well, you can see the mines clear down here on 27. We're up past 36.
Maybe a section corner marker there, but
possibly.
Since this is Wasatch County, it's probably not there.
Yeah.
Or can be argued.
Or you can make it bigger if you want, but you can see the Midway Lane. I went to the section beyond Midway Lane.
Yep, one. I saw that.
So I mean, I don't know how big a section is, but it's pretty large. So.
But again, like,
there's no
why downside. Wouldn't we just go as big as possible? I mean, it's just a proposed annexation. And
true. But
what's the downside?
Yeah, what's the downside to go to Dana something?
The downside is that it has to be contiguous to the town for you to annex.
It
so
would,
if you go.
So do you
right,
want
but,
to provide services all the way to.
Yeah. You'd have to annex. To
but this is all hypothetical, right?
Right, right.
So it doesn't, I mean, we don't have to annex anything, but having the option to.
Right.
There
yeah, that's all it does
is
give
no
you the
downside.
Yeah. So what's the downside to that? Is both of our questions.
There's no downside to adopting that map. There's no downside to getting bigger.
Right.
So let's do it.
Might possibly pick up revenue in the future.
Yeah, I mean, how big can we go?
Well, you look at this map every 5 years, right? So are you going to get outside of that map in 5 years?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. But that's a big thing, so.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hurt you to say we're going to go to Dan.
It takes
incorporate all of Independence.
Yeah, you can put that on there. You can. That's
that, that would be my suggestion. If they unincorporate.
Take it. Okay.
Not that we're going to take it,
but to have the
but
option.
We have the option to take.
Yes,
you
can move those lines.
Want. So
I just did that on the Wasatch County.
I don't think we ought to tie our hands.
Move it out where you want it on there. Those are section lines.
Take this whole map and redraw your map.
Yeah, for real. Like,
okay, let's think about it. We'll talk about it next time.
Well, Eric, unless somebody wants to make a motion. If Heber adds that to their map, then...
Yeah, they overlap. That's a Charleston overlap.
If this, like, if they tonight wanted to add Independence to theirs too, right? And then if Independence deincorporates, then what's the process on? Do they have a choice of which town they go to?
Yes.
Yeah.
Application.
Only by their residents.
Yeah. So whoever owns the property can apply for their property to be annexed. It's not like, I guess the whole town could get together and say, now we want to annex here, but I don't think that's likely after if they actually get incorporated. But it's basically each parcel.
And then if someone is within the annexation area and they request, do you have to say yes?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
You've already said it's in our area and that's our plan.
Nope, you don't have to. There's so many factors that go into that. One of them is timing. Is it the right time? It's the same thing with zone changes. Is it the right time? Can it make the town whole? Is it a positive? Is it a negative? You don't want to put a negative annexation in, but it gives you that option, I think, is what it... But you're under no obligation to annex it. Absolutely not.
Well, I'll tell you this. There was a case in Midway a couple years ago. They annexed in a piece of state and federal land, and then they rezoned it to P-160s for the protection that if the feds or the state sold it privately, right, that they couldn't then go and, you know, do RA5 property. So they, I guess, proactively annexed it in, even though it was still state land. They had no say in it, but then they decided to place a zone on it in case they ever did sell it.
So that would be an interesting read, because the state codes, the federal code says it can't be zoned, federal owned property. So that would be an interesting thing to see how that finished out.
Yeah, it's that land up west of the golf course, but.
So state park. And I know a lot of that, the families that sold it with a first right of refusal. So if the state sold it, they got the first right of refusal at the additional, or at the original sales price. So there were three hotels planned for the area where Soldier Hollow is. And those former landowners brought that back to the state's attention, and that went.
It was gone.
Yeah. And then they used it for the Olympic venue.
Yeah. So am I hearing you correctly? You want me to expand that map to include all of Independence? Expand and stay on the section number. It's easy to delete.
It's fine. Yeah.
Okay. I'll expand the map.
There's no reason not to.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Unless you don't want it. But there might be a reason.
Well, we can say no and make that one.
Yeah. Cool. Yep. You can.
Yeah. I certainly can't say yes if I didn't ask for it now.
But I mean.
Well, if somebody is more than 50%, they can drag people with them. So don't get me wrong. There's a way to bring property that doesn't want to come. When if you get somebody that has over 50% value and land mass, they can drag other with them. So it's,
but we don't have to accept that.
No.
Based on our map, so why isn't it just the whole county?
There's no way to get to some of that property, right?
Right now, there's not.
Right.
But hypothetically, we could.
We're going to take over Heber.
I don't know. I just feel like
it's what Francis is doing in Sutton County. They're trying to grab everything they can.
Yeah. It's booming up there.
I mean, I would suggest we put the whole county in the map. Why wouldn't we?
Well, you're going to have to notify everybody that you overlap with, so you have to send out notifications. It's a little bit. There is some administrative.
So there is a downside.
Well, not to you, but to me. And
but you're saying hey, you're right, really where you're going to get through.
Right, you're not getting through either.
We're going up to Daniel Cabot. You could end up with all that one day. Right?
Yeah.
Independence one day.
Yeah, well, theoretically, we can control everything to Highway 6 to the top of Soldier Summit, because that's Wasatch County. and you can be contiguous right up around over the top of Strawberry, down Diamond Fork Canyon, and all the way over.
Hell, we're going to be on the news.
I'm just saying, you could.
But not in a good way.
Please try again.
Sorry.
Please try again. Something how does that network?
I guess we're already on the news.
I don't know. Do whatever you want. I just feel like
I would say stick it to the top of Daniel something.
Okay.
Cool.
Because it, right, Independence goes up and crosses the road up there. So we'll, I'll make sure and expand that to include all that area.
On that side?
Both sides, yeah.
On both sides. It
goes up and crosses over. There is some county property on this side too, but like Ryan Taylor, he's in the county up where he lives. Hmm.
Cool.
Okay. Let's go to item 7. Everyone has a chance to look for minutes.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes for the Daniel Planning Commission meeting of July 15, 2026.
I'll second.
Skinner, yes.
Long, yes.
Jones, yes.
Horner, yes.
Okay, motion carries. I'm just looking, the agenda shows July 17th, and I just wanted to make sure it was the 15th.
Is it the 15th or the 17th?
It was the 15th, so the motion was carried.
That ain't bad. Oh.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
That wasn't a mistake because the motion was correct. So. Okay. We talked about going over the permit flow chart. Do we have that?
I didn't see one in the packet. I did print off the subdivision review process in case you called on me to produce something.
You were ready.
So this is the new state code change or application for subdivision. And so that's the new one, Judy? So that, after Jones Engineering put together the new code with the attorneys, then they come up with this flow chart. So this is the new subdivision, that's the flow chart. We thought you'd want to know that, but just as a matter of information of how that flows. We have one of these that's we have an application that's in the works right now down on the Hobbs property that's looking at doing this subdivision. So they're working through there's a lot of new legal requirements based on the state code. Our code didn't include it, but the state code included a bunch of different items that they have to do. So
to apply for a subdivision?
Yeah.
And that one is a large-scale subdivision, right?
It is. Yeah, anything over five, you gotta have it large-scale, so then there's even more, there's soil samples. There's just a lot of regulations that they have to jump through on a large one. So that's the new flow chart for that, so we're...
Did you adopt new code with this, too?
Yeah, we had to adopt the new subdivision code. Trying to think who drafted that for us.
Can't remember.
We had a, it was a lawyer that drafted it, made sure we complied with the state code. It was another grant. So we had a grant to pay for all of that. Anytime the legislature does something like that, they need to say fee neutral so they'll provide grants so that we, every, all the towns doesn't have to pay out. There's an avenue to get it into place. So it doesn't, that is not a burden to each little town. So that's how that came about.
Okay, thank you, Eric. Move to item number 9. Do you have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Okay, call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Long, yes.
Joe, yes.
Horner, yes.
Motion carries.
No second.
Thank you. We don't have to have a second on that. Okay. I was trying to 7:30.